Now, a remarkable story for you next. An American tourist has avoided a conviction after causing over 45,000 euro worth of criminal damage in one day in Kenmare. Judge David Waters gave 59-year-old Rodney Milanosina of Southwest McKinley Street, Gresham, Oregon, USA, the benefit of the Probation Act after he pleaded guilty to four charges. Mark Lynch was in court for Radio Kerry News. Mark, good morning to you. He faced four charges. Can you talk us through these, first of all?
Yeah, Jerry. So, as he said, faced four charges, four counts of criminal damage, all arising from the same day, that Sunday, May 10th, just gone, and all in Kenmare town. So he was accused of damaging 28 items of clothing in Quill's Woolen Market on High Street, causing overall damage to the shop there of almost 28,000 euro. And the court heard he'd done this with the blade of a Swiss Army type knife. He was accused of causing about 1,000 euro worth of damage in Foley's Craft Shop, also in Kenmare, by damaging 20 or so items of clothing there, and he was also charged with damaging furniture in the Lansdowne Hotel in Kenmare, causing overall damage there worth almost 20,000 euro. And later a charge of criminal damage of a car was brought as well, initially estimated to be about 1,000 euro 500 worth of damage, but this was actually revised and was actually found to be worth even more, around 2.5 grand worth of damage to that car. So overall, Jerry, four counts of criminal damage all on the same day in the same town, with total damage done of around 50,000 euro.
Why did he do this?
Yeah, amazingly, Jerry, we still don't have an answer to this. I mean, what we know about Mr. Menelasina is that he's 59 years old, retiree, married man from Oregon. He came to Ireland on holidays, arrived here the 1st of May. We received absolutely no explanation as to what happened to him to cause this much damage to different items of clothing and furniture and a car as well. And yesterday, Judge David Waters asked Brendan Ahern, his solicitor, if he could enlighten him as to why this 59-year-old married man would do this. And incredibly, the court heard there was no intoxicants involved, there was no relevant medical history, so essentially that means he wasn't drunk, he wasn't on drugs, and the Gardaí checked that as well, obviously didn't take his word for it, and he's no medical condition which makes him likely to, let's say, have a psychotic episode or have a seizure in which he blacks out or anything. It's just a total mystery what happened to him in that moment. And while that's of little consideration or consolation to the people whose property he damaged, it also seems like a worrying part of the story for him and his family. So Mr. Menelasina's solicitor Brendan Ahern said he accepts he has to be medically assessed when he returns to the US, and in the absence of anything else, you know, he might be worried that sign of something medical that's undetected perhaps or something like that. So the court heard he had no previous convictions in Ireland or the US, and if you get to 59 years old with no convictions, Jerry, it's definitely fair to say this is hugely out of character for him.
Yeah. His solicitor also brought a check of over 50,000 to court.
Yeah, I mean, they say you shouldn't carry a lot of cash on you, but solicitor Brendan Ahern had a cheque for €50,648 on him coming to Killarney Court yesterday. And last week, Mr. Ahern said that money that had been out of pocket to the injured parties here, i.e. the businesses and the person whose car was damaged, had been transferred to his office, and he brought this to court yesterday to pay back the people whose property Mr. Menelasina had damaged. So this was first in court on the 11th of May, and by the middle of last week, he'd already managed to raise those funds, and this counted in his favour as well when it came to the judge, David Waters. And Judge Waters said this was a serious matter with regard to the value of the damage done, but he said the corollary of this was that it was a major undertaking for him to come up with that compensation so timely, Jerry.
Okay, why did the judge let him away without a conviction?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very serious amount of money, you know, that in many circumstances would likely have seen him tried before judge and jury in a circuit court. Now, the DPP had directed he could be tried in the district court by summary on a guilty plea only. Mr. Menelasina pleaded guilty to all charges, so it was up to Judge David Waters to hand down the punishment he saw fit. And the difference there, again, is the circuit court has wider sentencing powers. In the district court, the judge can only sentence someone to 12 months maximum. So Judge David Waters said he was going to apply Section 1(1) of the Probation Act. This means he doesn't technically get a conviction, but in the future, if he does find himself before the court again, seems unlikely, they'll bear that in mind as something of an aggravating factor. So Judge Waters said he wanted to explain why he was letting him off with that, and he said he was doing this because Mr. Menelasina is a 59-year-old man with no previous convictions in Ireland or the US. He entered an early guilty plea, paid full recompense to all victims in the matter, and he'd done all this very quickly. For a criminal damage charged with damage totalling over 50,000 euro to go through the entire court system in 8 days is very unusual. So Mr. Menelasina had to surrender his passport while on bail. He got this back. Now the court case is finished up. The court heard yesterday that Mr. Menelasina is booked on a flight back to the US for today, Wednesday. So the whole day of mayhem in Kenmare was Sunday, the 10th of May. And just 10 days later, he'll be back in the US and will likely try and put this whole episode behind him, Jerry.
Okay. All right, Mark. It's a very strange one, but thanks very much for taking us through what happened in court yesterday. That's Mark Lynch of Radio Kerry News. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. Still no clear explanation as to what happened. Well, we know what happened, but why it happened. A remarkable, so strange one I've ever heard of, really.